Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Florida Panthers back on the ice tomorrow against the Bruins at 1 o'clock. You know how that's going to go. I mean, you want to talk about a team that just completely is mentally broken by the Cats. Heat defeat the Utah Jazz last night, 97-92. Jaime Jaquez Jr. with a season-high 20 points, a season-high 7 assists, added 7 rebounds in there as well. Great game for Jaime. Been a great road trip for Jaime. I would say if anybody is flourishing with Jimmy being out, he is definitely taking advantage of it more than anybody.
They have very similar games.
Yeah. Well, he said he was his favorite player coming in. Remember that was a thing when he got drafted.
I would say Jaime's footwork seems almost it's impeccable.
He has great footwork.
He always manages to wiggle out of certain situations with footwork.
The thing that is the thing that was huge yesterday was they dared him to shoot that three, and because he's not been a good 3-point shooter in his career. Rose up, bang, hit that puppy with some confidence. And I got to be honest with you, he said his teammate, the Heat. I mean, you want to talk about third little pig yesterday? The Heat were terrible from three yesterday. Jaime probably, I'm not joking, he probably could have had 15 assists yesterday if anybody could hit the broadside of a barn. He was setting his teammates up pretty for great looks.
Those games happen.
It was. No. Oh, dude.
It happened for everybody, man.
It was like 1997. I think it was like 31-27 in the second quarter, late in the second quarter. I was like, woo.
I know they were 14 of 50 from three or something like that. That's crazy. 50, and you don't even make 20 of them?
Crazy, man. Reports are surfacing, Leroy. A little fight news for you. Reports are surfacing that our guy, Gilbert Burns, is making his octagon return at the yet-to-be-officially-announced UFC 314 in Miami.
Ooh. Yeah. Little hometown.
At the Kaseya Center or...
I got to assume it's going to be because I don't even know where else they would put it if it's going to be a Miami card.
You remember they did one in... That was boxing, though, at Hard Rock. Didn't Canelo fight at Hard Rock?
Oh, yeah, they're not going to do it at the Hard Rock. They need it to be full around. UFC's right. Not going to pull that. But yeah, no, there's a lot of rumors out there. I mean, it hasn't been announced yet, but April is going to be UFC 314. Gilbert Burns is going to be fighting Michael Morales, who is from Ecuador, 25-year-old undefeated fighter. We got you, Gil. We're still backing you, buddy. But Ecuador, remember the last time it was Sugar Sean O'Malley and Chito Vera. And the thing that was crazy about this is all of Ecuador basically came to this card. And Sugar Sean O'Malley, everybody was booing him. So,
I mean, listen, it started like that with Canelo and Munguia.
Yep.
I'm like, wow.
So, yeah, I think April 12th is the rumored date. And I got to tell you, it looks like we were doing some I was actually talking to this with he will do nothing but badger me during the show for my crimes. But I was talking about this with Stunt and Steve yesterday, and it kind of looks like, Leroy, based on process of elimination and some reports, that Ilya Topuria, fresh off his knockout of Max Holloway, will be main eventing, likely a rematch against the great Alexander Volkanovski for the featherweight title. And that is going to be a fun fight. Because what he wanted to do was fight in Spain, but I guess the Spanish stadiums are booked, and they're not. Dana always says, "Oh, we're going to go to a stadium in Europe." It never happens. Never happens. They like doing arenas. They like doing America, and they want to go to Miami because Miami will pay that money. And so they're going to basically give their young, bright, new, shiny star against a legend in Alexander Volkanovski rematch. The last time he beat Volkanovski, Volkanovski took that fight on short notice. You could build it up. Masvidal is going to be back on that card. So I'm looking forward to it when they announce it, which they haven't. And I don't even
know. You pretty much just announced all the fighters in the.
I am not reporting it though. I just have, I'm looking at some rumblings online and some speculation. And I'm like, look at all the fights that are all the champions who are already fighting before this one. The only other one it would be, I guess, Tejeda, but he doesn't really have, you know, that sexy of a matchup right now. And John Jones, the heavyweight title, but that's going to be in July if it happens at all. So I think it's going to be Topuria. And Topuria's management team is down here too. You know, they're the first round guys. So I think we're getting that matchup as the main event. That's what I think, Leroy. Gilbert Burns, Jorge Masvidal.
So it's okay for me to ask you about this, just not hockey.
Yeah, ask me whatever you want, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. UFC is back. The pay-per-views are back next week.
Exciting. Yeah. Oh, they got Izzy, right?
Islam Makhachev is going to be fighting.
I thought it was...
These are the fights. Better. You got... No. I think that's the next week. Oh, I think it's a fight night card he's doing. Next week is Islam Makhachev and Arman Tsarukyan. And then in the co-main, you have the bantamweight title, Merab Dvalishvili and Umar Nurmagomedov, who is Khabib's cousin. And then you have Yuri Prohashin.
Bear wrestler?
Yes. Just smaller. Yuri Prohashkin, Jamal Hill, Benil Dariush, and Hanato Moicano.
It's amazing how you get all these names right. And then you say Jesper.
I really thought I forgot. I was like, why did I say it? Listen, I'm just calling him the Yes Man from now on.
It's Jesper.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I know. I told you. We got Jesper Parnevik as his golfer, so I knew it was Jesper.
Anyway, so that's your fight talk for today, everybody. We'll take a break. We'll get into a little bit more of the Dolphins, as yesterday Drew Rosenhaus was on the Pat McAfee show. I guess I got to be careful what I say with them now. Yeah, his little army coming after me.
Oh, my goodness. Watch I told out. You what you should have responded.
Punting.
But we'll hear a little bit of what Drew had to say about the Tyreek Hill situation coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with the 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call 866-954 more.
I'm going to just make one little small assumption here that the wind's coming out of the north.
actually coming out of the looks like the clouds are coming out of the south. Winds are coming out of the south. It'd probably be a little warmer today then. I'm going to say it's about 65 degrees right now. 60, 65 degrees. Winds are at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And it is partly cloudy. It's not going to be as chilly this weekend, but it'll be cool.
How to do, Froggy?
The winds are coming out of the south southeast at about 13 miles per hour. Currently, they got it at 72 degrees. He's right. It will warm up over the next couple days before dipping down again next week. You can expect lows of 54 tonight, 60 tomorrow, so on and so forth.
You mean the corned beef sandwich, dude?
Huh.
No.
What is that?
That's intangible food. Ham and cheese, baby.
Okay.
I would be surprised.
What a detour.
Same thing, just prepared differently.
So, Drew Rosenhaus was on the Pat McAfee show. We saw him on there yesterday.
We were watching it yesterday. Whoppers, dude.
Here's a little bit of what he had to say. We got a few cuts here from that program. Tyreek Hill, he says, is committed to Miami.
What you see with Tyreek is very genuine. He wants to win. It's not good enough for him not to make the playoffs. He is very passionate. I think at the end of the day, he's committed to this Dolphin football team. He had an excellent meeting with Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. I believe that Tyreek is a great asset to the Dolphins, and I think he's the least guy that people should be worried about for this organization. They have many more worries. Tyreek Hill's not one of them.
I mean, if they have Tyreek doing Tyreek things, then yeah. I mean, getting the offensive line is a bigger concern, but this is a big deal because he's one of the stars of the team.
And they got a lot of money invested in him.
Absolutely. He was also asked flat out, does Tyreek want to stay in Miami? And here was Drew.
So still wants to be a Dolphin. That's the most important thing.
So let me just say this. I've got to have that conversation with Tyreek. Okay. I'm not going to speak for him.
Gotcha.
We'll discuss that. That's going to be really something that we work out over. I'm not going to say he does, he doesn't.
Gotcha.
That's a discussion I'm going to have with him that I haven't had yet.
Okay. Guys.
Mm-mm.
Those two comments.
What are we doing here?
Those two comments don't make...
They don't go. They don't
go together.
They don't go together.
Mm-mm. Right.
Mm-mm.
He's committed to Miami. I don't know if he wants to be a Dolphin though.
I got the conversation. Let's not get crazy here, guys. All right. I mean, there's nothing left to negotiate, is there? Like the Dolphins did. They gave him that sweetener last year. So
what sweetener?
I don't know what. You know, it's a crazy thing. Here was Drew Rosenhaus talking about that Tyreek Hill showed up every week for the Miami Dolphins this year.
I'm proud of the toughness. Yeah. He showed up for every game. There are a lot of guys that didn't play for this football team. He showed up. Throw out the comments after the game. You're emotional. The guys on the team know Tyreek is a competitor. He's there for them. We represent 13 guys on the team. Not one of them has a complaint about Tyreek.
I don't know. It's kind of sounded like your client Zach Sealer, dude.
I think that was a shot.
He didn't name names.
Why didn't they ask him about him not playing the second half?
I don't know. Hmm. I mean, they could have asked him and he was doing that whole thing that he showed up every week.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You think he's taking a little pot shot at Tua?
That's what I thought. I was like,
you thought that was your reaction?
I was kind of like, why else would he bring up? Some of us didn't play the whole season.
Here's why. You can't say it's about Tua when most of his success comes at the hand of Tua. That would seem a little bit.
It would seem counterproductive.
Right. Exactly.
This was his last thing that he said, that Tyreek played the entire season with a broken wrist.
Let's back up to training camp. Tyreek's scrimmaging with the Washington Commanders, and he breaks his wrist. We have top wrist doctors saying to Tyreek, you need to get this operated on. You're going to miss the season. Tyreek says to me and the Dolphins, I'm not going to miss the season. I'm going to play. I want to be here for my team. The doctors all said it's going to be painful. It could impact your entire career. If you don't get it done now, you may not be able to fix it all the way. Tyreek said, hey, the heck with it. I'm a team guy. I'm going for it. This hampered him all year long. He deserves a lot of credit.
I don't disagree with that. We know that he was playing banged up this year. Now, why all of a sudden the ending came at the end the way that it did, I don't really understand that, because you're basically at the, it's like letting go of the football before you cross the end zone. I don't really understand that. Like, you've been through this entire thing, you've been battling through something, you've been battling through frustration.
Now you're using it as an excuse.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think for people not to take into account the season just ended, nobody's where they want to be. When you ask questions, there's going to be a little frustration at the end of the year, right? And then take those hot takes and run with them. I told you right away, I don't make absolutely nothing of what he said. He can backtrack on what he said. Hell, Drew Rosenhaus just did it in the same conversation, right? What you can't backtrack on is the physical evidence of you refusing to go in a game. I don't know. That's the part that his teammates need an explanation. I don't need an explanation. I could care less.
River Craycraft needs an explanation.
No.
What? Why?
Tua.
Oh.
Jalen. Waddle.
Yeah, I saw that video circulating.
Yeah, huh? we played the sound yesterday, so but he. He, Jalen Watt looked in disbelief. He goes,
what have you done? What? It's the third quarter. It was so sad.
Oh, man. All right. We got to go over this upcoming playoff slate. Mm-hmm. Go to break there, Drew Rosenhop.
Real funny, Leroy.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-800-3333. Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to Leroy's. Go around the football slate for this weekend. Are you ready, Leroy?
I am. Let's kick it off tonight.
Let's do it. Texas, Ohio State. The Cotton Bowl. Ohio State, 6-point favorite, 7:30. Ticket your fancy?
Not enough.
Not enough points?
Not enough points.
Interesting.
Texas has this incredible slow starts every week. You do that this week, you're doing exactly what Oregon did, playing catch up the whole game. I have zero faith. This is not the playoffs of the quarterback. It really isn't. You saw the two quarterbacks last night, the two quarterbacks tonight. I mean, they've been trying to replace Ewers all year with Arch. And
it does feel that way, doesn't it?
And Howard is skittish at times. Pretty amazing that we are playing a game now with another quarterback that was in Ohio State.
Greedy.
How many quarterbacks have they had in a few years, in the last 10 years?
I don't know, but did you see the rumors yesterday with Carson Beck?
He's coming here.
That's the word.
I have a question.
Hmm?
Are we just going to overlook that UCL?
I was going to ask you about that. Like,
we don't know if he needs surgery. If he needs surgery, that's Tommy John surgery.
Is that same disease as baseball? Is it different? Like, how long is
it? Throwing something heavier.
Yeah, so it's like, how's the recovery for that? I'm genuinely asking.
I would say it would be.
I guess you don't have to throw it 100 miles an hour. I don't get it. I don't understand how long that takes. I don't
know how it affects football.
Matt Stafford had it, right? Didn't he just recently have it? I thought that he had a UCL. That's why he missed a lot of time that one year.
The one year. It was 2 years ago, I think. Or maybe even last year.
Said that he went. He already did the surgery.
Who, Beck?
Yeah.
Yeah. He already did the surgery. So I don't know. Like, well, keeping baseball is a little bit different, but football you throw every day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm being 100% honest with you. I don't know.
I mean, in baseball, you have to be able to get through. My guess would be, you know, because I'm an athlete.
Nah.
My guess would be is in baseball, because you have to throw curveballs and sliders and the tension on your arm, I would guess is just more. And then throwing something, while it's not heavier, you know, you got the grips on it. I just think you put your arm in weirder positions.
No, I got you. That's why, you know, it's funny that the softball pitchers, the women's, they pitch every game.
It's crazy.
They pitch every game.
On Saturday, Leroy.
All right, let's go.
The LA Chargers take on the traditional Saturday matchup of the Houston Texans. They're always putting the Texans first, dude. Always.
Right. Remember the Texans usually always be on NFL Network.
Yep. That's their spot right there, dude.
The home of the Houston Texans.
The LA Chargers 3-point favorites. It's a 4:30 kick on CBS. Leroy, tickle your fancy?
Just rule of thumb for playoff people. Saturday games are 4:30 and 8. Sunday games start at 1, regular time. So throughout the playoffs, that's all you need to know. It does tickle my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Houston has not played well this year for whatever reason, but they do have a really good defense. The Chargers don't care because they'll just run it inside of them and nickel and dime you. And it might be one of those games where Justin Herbert goes 15 for 18 for 125 yards and they blow the Texans out. They're a sound team. They're not a great team, but that can win you a couple of games. So I think, I definitely think that I would lean towards the Chargers in this one.
All right. Then up at 8 o'clock, like you said, the Pittsburgh Steelers visit the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens were up over a double-digit favorite. It has come down a little bit. They are now 9.5-point favorites over the Steelers. They do not have Zay Flowers. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes, and here's why.
My fancy is tickled.
For the last 15 years, we have mocked and made fun of, how's Pittsburgh going to do this? How are they going to do that? How are they going to do this? And they have found a way to get to the playoffs and win games. I don't know if Russ still has it, but if there's any chance, this is the week to show it, because for some reason, Pittsburgh can play Baltimore well. The Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Baltimore, those three teams beat up on each other every year. They never sweep each other, right? So it could be one of those games. Now, when you watch Pittsburgh, they don't really do anything elite.
Yeah.
They're just a solid football team, whereas Baltimore has elite players, but their defense isn't as good as it's been.
But Pittsburgh has been slumping offense.
Right.
Major. Right.
And they haven't won a playoff game in a minute.
Nope.
So.
Nope. The ingrate Pittsburgh fans are saying, this is the Tomlin thing. You know, he'll do good in the regular season, but then in the playoffs, you got no shot.
Even if you realize that he has based on some of the talent that he's had, no reason to be in the playoffs in the first place. Maybe that's the accomplishment for this team, right? For fans to say, oh, we can't win a playoff game. Look at your roster. Look at your team. Look at what you had to do at quarterback. Look at, you know, you haven't been running the ball all that well this year, which is a staple of Pittsburgh football. So I think it'll be a close game. I can't see Baltimore blowing Pittsburgh out because guess what? They never blow Pittsburgh out. But my wild card is Russ.
By the way, Pete Thamel says Beck will not be able to throw until March, which would have complicated his NFL draft process and will likely force him to miss spring practice at his next school. Sources say the variety of feedback that he got from the draft process led to this decision, which is obviously very similar to what happened at Cam Ward outside of the injury. Cam Ward was in the draft and then yanked himself out and went to the U. Worked out for him.
All right. Well, I could see it, but like, I'm going to caution you guys. Okay. When Carson Beck was playing, nobody was like, oh my God, Carson Beck. It wasn't like a Cam Ward situation. Right. When Cam Ward was available, everybody in the country was giddy and excited that they could get a star quarterback.
Yeah, but he wasn't. But I don't think people thought he was coming to the U and thought that he was going to be potentially the number one pick in the draft.
Like, no, but they knew
himself. He played himself into that.
They knew he was good, though, before he got here. He had success everywhere. I mean, dude, he has the most touchdowns ever in college football. So, yeah, like,
well, you know, but then he left at halftime.
Oh, stop. So, I don't know, like. He played for didn't he win a national championship? Did Carson Beck win a national championship? I think so. I would say, so he's coming over with pedigree, playing in SEC, playing. He won two. Major college football, all those things, right? But the chatter around him was not the same as Cam Ward. So I would, and having that injury and not knowing how he's going to come back from that, like, yeah, it's a good signing. He might be.
Well, let's be real about it, though. We saw what we have.
There's that, too.
It's a major upgrade. And, I mean, if you do buy into this SEC, I mean, he's going against the SEC, go to the ACC. I don't buy into that because.
I'm going to tell you what. All that talk about the SEC. Stop, because we made fun of the Big 12 for 20 years, and you got a Big 12 SEC team in the semifinals.
I think it's a good thing for the Canes, especially with
It is, but I'm just saying, like, let's not get, you know, over. You know, I'm speaking to you. What? You know how you do.
I mean, whatever, baby. Listen, he wants to be happy. I'm
talking about, you know how you're going to get.
I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, my goodness. Over exuberant, over excited. I would just say, give it a minute. We don't know what Carson Beck you're going to get yet. He hasn't thrown a football. He'll be throwing football in March. Let's see how this plays out a little bit before we get all excited about we got a quarterback. That's all I'm saying.
Sunday, the Denver Broncos visit the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
Buffalo, 8.5-point favorites. Leroy, tickle your fancy?
Yeah, it does. It does. Where's Buffalo? When we talk about competing with Kansas City for that AFC spot in the Super Bowl, you're talking about three teams. You're talking about Buffalo. You're talking about Kansas City, and you're talking about the Ravens.
My fancy is tickled.
If that says, who do you think has the bigger chance of getting upset, if I asked you, between Denver, Buffalo, or Steelers, Ravens? You got to be the Steelers, Ravens, right?
Nah, I think I'm going to pick Buffalo getting upset, dude.
At home, in the snow?
Because the Ravens, it goes based on, first of all, I like a team like the Broncos that's basically been in the playoffs for a month, where the Steelers have kind of been struggling. They've been pretty mid for like a while.
Yeah, they were in, remember, they had a chance, like the Dolphins did, to be the number one seed three weeks ago in the season.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm going with the Broncos. If you're telling me more likely, I don't think there'll be an upset in either one, but if you told me, if I had to.
Who's been playing good football going into the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I got you. And keep in mind, every year you have one of those wild card teams that just blow up.
Timbo says, that's a petty pick. I have nothing left. At 4:30, the Green Bay Packers visit the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia is a 5-point favorite.
Not enough.
Wow. All right.
Not enough. Without knowing the status of Jordan Love, not enough.
I think he's back at practice, though, so I think he will be good to go.
Okay. Oh, he had the old dead foot in his throwing hand.
Did you that was Love, right?
Yeah, Jordan Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, the Philadelphia quarterback could play one play and be out. So
he could be. I think AJ Brown got banged up too. That popped up on the injury report. So they got that. I mean, listen, all us fails. Hand that ball over to 26.
That is correct.
You know, like he is correct. He is an absolute monster. So this game tickles your fancy?
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to be all in.
About my at 8 o'clock, the Washington Commanders visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on NBC and Peacock?
I call upset alert.
Ooh.
I call upset alert.
Tampa's a 3-point favorite.
Tampa's a 3-point favorite. Never mind. It's not upset alert.
Oh, okay.
I like Tampa. I just think defensively they can keep you in any game. Baker just something about him, right? Something about Baker that you kind of cheer for him, even though he was thrown in our face at an early, you know, early in his career because he was in every commercial.
I do miss those commercials when he had the stadium was his house. Those were funny. Was that State Farm? Who was that?
I don't know.
I think it was State Farm. It sounds.
Those are funny. He had to check the toilets.
Yeah. So, I like Tampa there. I think a lot of people like Tampa simply because Jaden is young. And that team will play excellent for two quarters and then just lose their mind and something crazy will happen. So they can compete with them, but I don't think they just can sustain it long enough.
Finally, Monday Night Football.
In Arizona.
Arizona. The Minnesota Vikings visit. Well, I guess they're not visiting. They're all visiting. They are taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Minnesota is a 3-point favorite. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I could see.
My fancy is tickled.
I could see Minnesota, you know, taking control of this game. I would say, however, if that passing game for the Rams gets going, oh, my goodness. It is almost unstoppable. It seems like somebody's open on every play. So, I mean, you look at what Flo's been doing defensively.
Mm-hmm.
You look at our guy, Van Ginks.
I know.
Right? They have a really good defense. If you had to pick between an offense and a defense, this time of year you go defense and they can run the football. And there you go. Even though Sam Darnold, man,
he's going to get a big raise. I know that.
Yep. But he didn't look his best the last game.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We'll take a break.
He is tickled.
More to come after this.